nephew, your cousin?
It's my nephew.
Your nephew.
Yeah.
What's your conversation like this week?
I didn't talk to him much this week. But usually we just talk about just going out there and having fun and just going out there and compete.
Football at all?
Yeah, we talk to each other about how we doing, you know, how the game's going, how practice been, you know, just regular catch-up, family-wise, too.
When's the last time you saw?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So how do you guys interact then on Friday at some point? I know you're pretty close, everything's pretty closed door.
Yeah, everything's pretty closed in. You know, we're both getting focused or whatever. I talk to my mom, my sister, yeah. Which is his mom. You know, we just talk about getting
your
ready for the game.
Your sister's his mom. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my next deal. What's your sister's name?
Felicia.
Your mom told me that last week. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Christian, how difficult is it to find cohesion when you've got as many moving parts as you guys do with injuries and players coming in and out?
It's not that difficult. You know, we talk about the next man in, and you know, you got to trust the next person coming in. So it's a game of football. You know, injuries happen, so we just got to get ready.
But, I mean, doesn't it make it a little, tougher when you're practicing with some guys all week long and then game day comes and maybe after a quarter someone has change or week to week?
It's not very difficult. I mean, it's frustrating to see when your teammates get injured, but, you know, you just got to move on and trust the next man coming in.
You mentioned your sister. What's going to be going through her mind then when you guys are playing Saturday?
You know, I'm her little brother, and that's her son. So, you know, she's going to just root for both of us.
Thing kind of like, I know last year when Micah went up against Michigan State because his brother played for them, the whole family was like split between green and white, black and gold. Is this a similar thing in your family here?
Yeah, they're just proud of us. You know, we're in college, we're playing football. You know, a lot of people don't do that, you know, but it's a family thing. They'd just be proud of both of us.
Who's your nephew?
Brandon Kirksey.
Can you talk about this rivalry a little bit? I mean, you're playing for a pig. That has to be pretty unique. Can you just tell me about the excitement, how unique it is?
It's very unique. Last year was my first year being a part of it. Just seeing them take it last year, it just made it more important to get it back this year and bring it back home. So I'm very excited to play in this rivalry and be a part of it.
Did you know much about the rivalry before you came in?
Nah, I didn't know too much about it, but now I know.
So what do you think about the trophy being a pig?
I think it's pretty cool. You know, it's a trophy or whatever. You're just trying to get the win. So
what changes for you guys defensively? Because, like, I know you've given up a lot of yards and a lot of first downs, but it seems like when teams get into the red zone, that seems to be when you buckle up and you're able to hold teams to field goals, or even in the case like last week, you're able to keep Indiana out of the end zone completely.
A red zone is a very important part of the defense. You know, that's the last one before the opponent scores. So, you know, that's very important for us. You know, we work hard through our practice about it. You know, it's just you got to toughen up. We get in that red zone. That's what we do.